Chapter 2. Present day.
I'd like a bouquet for my girlfriend's birthday, please.
9 words I'd hoped not to hear. They weren't unreasonable, considering the man was standing at a flower stall, but I'd only been there an hour. A bouquet, I echoed, trying to radiate confidence. Luckily, he was staring at his phone with a lobotomized expression, while I cast my eyes around for inspiration. An array of colours from the abundance of flowers arranged in silver buckets bounced off my retinas, and their mingled perfume, combined with the tang of the sea, made my nostrils tingle. Roses, I prompted, my gaze settling on a cluster of silky white petals.
Christ, no!
He looked at me as if I'd offered him arsenic.
We're not at that lovey-dovey stage.
They don't have to be red, I said. White is for friendship? I was certain he had no more idea than I had. It was years since I'd helped my aunt on the stall, and even then I'd only been in charge of handing out change.
No roses, he said, adding helpfully, she likes pink.
Pink, 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 I murmured. I'd assumed that arranging a bouquet would be a doddle after a YouTube tutorial undertaken one wine-fueled evening with my friend and lodger, Jasmine. We hadn't even used flowers, but had improvised with cutlery, using newspaper for wrapping, finding ourselves hilarious.
Why me?
I'd said, when Mum had phoned to tell me Dad's sister was in one of her funks and would I mind helping out on her flower stall by the sea in Dorset.
I'm an accountant, not a florist. An out-of-work accountant,
she kindly reminded me. The car rental company I'd worked for had recently gone bust.
And you have worked there before.
A few weekends for pocket money one summer doesn't count. And anyway, I hardly know Aunt Ruby. I haven't spoken to her once since leaving Dorset.
She had a soft spot for you,
Mum said, clearly desperate to get me to agree.
Why can't you do it?
Because Sarah might need me.
Although that might have been true, my sister's 5-year-old twins would give a super nanny a run for her money. The real reason was that Mum didn't get on with her sister-in-law. And that-